But you know, brother, can I take it on the other way, the 3 hours of darkness, right, if you will? Because you can never exhaust this subject.
No.
It is amazing. It was a lengthy 3 hours of darkness.
Yeah.
But never lose sight of the sufficiency of this man, that in 3 hours of darkness, he secured everything eternally.
Right.
I mean, think of that chapter. Yeah. Spirit of God indwells us. Conformed to the image of His Son. Yeah. Predestined, called, justified, glorified. We can cry, Abba Father. Mm-hmm. Sons of God, you call it. It was all accomplished, and it was done in the sight of God in these 3 hours of darkness. So it brings before me, yes, it was severe. And you and I would never feel what Christ went through on that cross. But I would say this, if there is one unbeliever amongst us, you will feel it. You will understand in little measure what Christ Jesus endured on Calvary's cross. If you don't trust Him, you will feel it. But for us who trusted Him, we will never understand it. And we'll never go through it. But these 3 hours of darkness brought liberty. We're talking about the liberty. He gave life. He gave liberty. And it's all based, and the foundation of it is these 3 hours of darkness.
On this subject, read 2 verses for to you. Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now have He reconciled. Distance and animosity are removed forever. Then the next verse. In the body of His flesh, through death, what is the result? To present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in His sight. That word unreproachable means irreproachable. And that means one against whom no charge can ever be laid.
That's why we said in Romans 7 we see a man who is defeated and crying. When you come to Romans 8, we are more than conquerors. And it's a unique word. It's the only time there is no word before it in the Greek. He put 2 words together and made a word so the Spirit of God could use it. And it's only used in that time. This is my portion and yours. We are more than conquerors. There is no reason to be defeated. There is no reason to walk around with head that is down. Lift up our heads.
Give us the quote. I mean, the reference, that's what I mean.
It's verse
37. Nay, chapter 8.
Thank you. Nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
278.